God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, last week, if you were here, the man born blind, here in the book of John, right? The man was born blind. Anybody remember that? We studied that last week. Well, how was he healed? Was he healed on his own faith? Think about it. Was anything said about believing, him believing, or people that brought him believing or receiving? No. No. Remember, they were just walking by? And the disciples said, Lord, who sinned, this man or his parents? That nothing is said about the man asking for prayer or believing anything, right? But Jesus said, I must work the works of him that sent me. He said, so that the works of God can be manifested in him. And he walked over to him and put mud in his eyes. Remember that? And said, you go wash that off in the pool. Well, nothing said about the man. Now, he did have to get up and obey, right? So it took, you know, some faith to obey, but the initiation of it was the Holy Spirit. He didn't come and initiate it. Jesus went to him. You know, Matthew, Mark, and Luke are called the synoptics because they're very similar. A lot of what is in Matthew is also in Mark and Luke and vice versa. But John is called the different gospel. That's a name scholars have given it. The different gospel. And the reason why, a lot of what you, I think it's what, like 80% or so of what's in John is not found in Matthew, Mark, or Luke. It's different. The purpose of the writing is different. And you'll find two of these that are different already now in John. This one's in John, isn't it? And I'm telling you ahead of time, this man did not receive on his own faith. His healing was not faith initiated, it was spirit initiated. Let's study some more about it. They're all sitting around this pool, waiting on the moving of the waters. Does God do special things? How many would like to see some more special things? Would you like to see some special things around here? God does special things. Bible says concerning Paul in the book of Acts, how God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, right? So that from his body were brought into sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and when they were laid on them, evil spirits went out of them, diseases departed from them. How many remember in the book of Acts about how Peter's shadow fell across people and they got healed? God does some special things. How many believe he still does special things? Hadn't lost his touch. Amen. He still does special things. Yeah. Well, God was doing some special things. You know, sometimes people, whole groups, have gotten so far away from God, they're not even aware that he will do things or desires to do it, and he'll move in some special ways for a few. To let people see what is available to everybody by faith. Did you hear that phrase now? God will do some special things. Did you hear that word? For a few. Now see, how many have we studied? This is number 15. And 13 of the 15, halfway for 14, their faith did it. So even if you want to say 2 out of 15 is not the majority, and we're not through with our study. So if you just say 13 out of 15, it was their faith that got them healed. 2 out of 15 was a special thing. Yeah. How many think we ought to have both? Yeah. We ought to have it all. Yeah. Amen. People getting healed on a regular basis by using their faith. And some special things. Amen? Well, I tell you one thing that'll affect it is you and me getting to praying about it. We'll do it before this service is over. We'll all stand up and release our faith and ask Him to do some special things. And all you got to do is expect Him to do it. Now, people get in trouble. Because notice what it said, all these people in these five porches around this pool, what were they doing? Read your scripture. What were they doing? Waiting. Waiting on the moving of the water, which was waiting on something special. And these people have been waiting, some of them, how long? We don't know how long this has been going on. Months? Years? This man had been this way for 38 years. That's a long time. 38 years? I don't know how long of that 38 years he was waiting at the pool, but we could assume that it was some length of time. And here's the deal. You can die waiting on something special. You can stay sick for decades waiting on something special. When all the time you can act on the Word and by faith receive it yourself. Amen. Initiate it, some things that belong to all of us like healing. You can initiate and receive that yourself. Yeah. You know, people that's not born again, they can't say they're waiting on the Lord to be saved. How many believe they could come to Him any day? Huh? Could they initiate being born again? Yes, they could. Price has been paid. It belongs to them. But they must have faith. You know, we should expect more manifestation of the ministry of angels. Go with me to Colossians 2. Colossians 2. I tell you what, go ahead and find Revelation 22 at the same time. We'll just go right from one place to the other. Colossians 2, Revelation 22. Are you believing with me tonight?
Yes.
I would ask you to. It's not just up to me what kind of service we have. Said out loud again, I believe in special things. Now, I believe if you and I will grow like we should and develop in spiritual things, we're going to be more aware of even angelic activity. In John, Jesus told an individual, he talked about he would see angels ascending and descending. Apparently, angels go back and forth between heaven and earth. Angels are messengers, and angels are deliverers. They make deliveries of heavenly products. Amen. And Hebrews 1:14 says that they're all ministering spirits sent to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. That's us. While you're holding your places there, don't try to turn to these. Just listen to them. In the book of Daniel, Daniel was ministered to by an angel. He had a vision and he fell on his face and was so weak he couldn't even raise his head up. And the Bible said there came and touched me like the appearance of a man and he strengthened me. When the angel touched him, strength came into him. Now, I haven't digressed from our text. What happened when the waters were troubled? Somebody jumped in. First guy that jumped in, what's happening to him? Huh? I suppose this angel is touching him or ministering to him some way or another with healing. Right? The Bible said in concerning Jesus, on two occasions, you know, in the wilderness temptation, when he'd been out there for 40 days and nights, and after the whole ordeal, you could imagine 40 days and nights without food and going through all that temptation, he's still in a physical body. And the Bible said there appeared an angel to him, to Jesus, from heaven, strengthening him. Everybody say strengthening him. This angel, how did he do it? I don't know. Maybe he touched him or he spoke something to him. The angel strengthened Jesus' body and perhaps more than body. But then again, at the end of his ministry, when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, you know, praying, sweating blood, the Bible said while he was doing that, there appeared an angel to him from heaven strengthening him. So it happens. I said it happens. Angels are real. And they're God's messengers. And they're involved in the Lord's ministries. And I'm convinced they walk up and down aisles in churches.
Yeah.
And they touch people in seats.
Yeah.
They do the bidding of God.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Amen. I've had people testify to me, and this one fellow talked about, he was in the hospital dying of congestive heart failure. They gave him no hope. And he said he finally got off to sleep one night, and he woke up, and a man was standing right over his face with his hands in his chest, inside his chest. And he said, but he wasn't scared. And he knew this ain't no ordinary man. And he said, the man told him, just go back to sleep. It'll all be fine. And he went back to sleep, woke up the next morning with a new heart.
Amen.
And I said, I don't believe that. Well, can God do anything?
Yes.
Well, how would he do it? We know he's got angels. Why has he got angels around? Just to stand around and look pretty? I mean, no. There is a ministry of angels. And God does things. I've heard any number of situations like that. How many times have you heard testimony? I heard somebody just a couple of days ago about a young person that was in a car, had an accident, was flipped upside down, and it was crushed in such a way that they couldn't get out, and the gas tank was leaking, and they could smell the fumes, and they knew that they were in a bad way, and they couldn't get out. And they said, no sooner did that car stop turning over, there was a man looked in the window, said, you want to get out of there? And it was a teenager of a godly family that prayed and believed God. And he said, yes, sir. He said, take my hand. And he said, he don't know how in the world he pulled him out of that little hole. Next thing he knew, he's outside the car. And the man told him, just sit down over there. It'll all be okay. In a little bit, somebody else will be here to help you. And he looked around and the man was gone.
Praise God.
How many have heard stories similar to that? That kind of thing has happened again and again and again. And I believe it's God's will that we have even more. Even more of this kind of thing. So you should believe in this. And you should be open to this.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Man at the Pool of Bethesda, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-926. That's R-926. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.